19. Facing your fear. I'm averse to flying. It's not that I don't have a backbone. In fact, I am otherwise very brave. I wear a police badge every day, and I arrest dangerous criminals. My aversion to aviation dates back to when I was a child. When I was 8 years old, my babysitter took me on a short flight to visit my mom. We flew in a small plane. The weather conditions were very bad that day. Halfway to our destination, we hit a terrible storm. The aviator lost control of the plane. The powerful wind made the plane do several barrel rolls. It was like we were in a ball that was spinning on an axis. After a few seconds, the aviator regained control and averted a disaster. I avowed never to fly in a small plane again. That story should serve as a sufficient backdrop for my fear of flying. However, I'm an avid fisherman. In fact, fishing is my avocation. To me, there's nothing like putting bait on your hook and casting it in a peaceful stream. No phones to ring, no supervisors to badger you. I'm still a bachelor, so I have plenty of time for fishing. The problem is that now the best fishing spots are accessible only by small planes. Thus, I find myself looking rather awkward today as I stumble and stagger towards the small plane that awaits me. Why am I flying when I know how dangerous it is? Is this fishing spot really so great? My awareness of the danger is suppressed only by my thoughts of fabulous fishing. But I can hardly keep my balance as I struggle forward with my baggage. Just like any other fear, you have to face it one step at a time.